This is the Tri-Star State, a podcast about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of February the 18th. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. Last week's shooting at a high school in Florida has reignited the debate over the nation's gun policies, and that includes Tennessee, where in a terrible coincidence, a panel of state lawmakers happened to be holding their first hearing on new gun bills while the tragedy in Florida was unfolding. WPLN State House reporter Chas Sisk was watching that debate and has been speaking with some of the participants. Hello, Chas.
Hi, Jason.
So on Wednesday, the day of the shooting in Florida, it also happened to be the annual Gun Day on the Hill. That is celebrated by some and protested by others, where the voices in opposition focused this year on a particular measure.
Well, as a practical matter, there really was only one bill that they debated on Wednesday, and that was what's called the Carry Like a Cop bill. This basically would let people with handgun carry permits carry their weapons wherever a police officer can, so places like stadiums and libraries. The opponents of this bill were very visible. They were wearing red T-shirts. They were sitting in the audience. Some of them testified against this bill. But the fact is, even the sponsor of that measure, a lawmaker named Judd Matheny from Tullahoma, even he didn't really seem to care that much if it passed. He's running for Congress. He's very much a Second Amendment rights proponent. He wanted to make a philosophical argument about what the rights should be. And so in the end, Republicans on the panel joined with the Democrats in voting it down. But I don't know that it was necessarily because anyone was particularly persuasive.
So there were other bills that were under consideration, but those were moved to a later date for consideration. Was that because of the shooting in Florida?
Well, you know, that's a little hard to answer. Lawmakers were definitely aware of what was going on in Florida. They were getting updates on their phone, and some of the witnesses referred to the shooting during their testimony. But, you know, it's also pretty common for bills to be delayed in the Tennessee legislature. So I was asking some of the people involved in this. One of the members of the committee happened to be House Majority Leader Glenn Cassada. And he says that what happened here was that the decision to have this gun calendar was made 2 weeks ago, and that gradually, over the last couple weeks or so, people have been coming to the chairman of that subcommittee and saying, I'm not ready. I want some delays. So really, here's how he explains it.
It's just how all the committees work in a general sense, and especially on that day on this committee.
So, I mean, I think in the end, it could have been a combination of factors. If you were someone who was sponsoring a measure and you knew that the vote was going to be close, Wednesday probably wasn't going to be the best day to push it forward.
Well, most of the things that were on the table originally seem to be smaller changes rather than big ones like the Carry Like a Cop bill. Do you think those will be taken up later in the session, or will the shootings in Florida create some caution around any gun bills?
Well, I definitely think there will be debate on most of those measures, but some of them are going to be very controversial. For instance, there's a measure that would let gun owners carry in the non-secure areas of airports. That's something that's probably going to get a lot of pushback from law enforcement. In normal times, the votes might not be there for these measures. And incidents like the Parkland shooting, they're not going to help the sponsors of those measures pick up the votes that they need to get them passed, and especially when Republicans are worried about a possible backlash from the voters this November.
Well, Democrats have brought up gun safety measures, but they've been far too outnumbered in the legislature to get anything close to consideration. What are they saying in the wake of the shooting?
Well, Democrats are definitely criticizing the Republican supermajority for not considering more gun control or gun safety measures. Nashville Democrat Jeff Yarborough was one of the people out last week saying that there is a need to act, and it's not just enough to be offering condolences to the victims.
We've got to get past the paralysis of this moment where, after every one of these tragedies, thoughts and prayers are offered, but no solutions. There are solutions that are on the table, and both Congress and this legislature need to act on them.
But it's probably worth noting that most of those proposals that Senator Yarborough was referring to have already been rejected by the state legislature. So it's pretty unlikely that there's going to be any major gun control legislation passed this year.
Well, thank you, Chas.
You're welcome.
You can join us every week throughout the legislative session as we talk about all of the happenings at the Tennessee State Capitol. Be sure to subscribe to the Tri-Star State wherever you get your podcast.